This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I think Philadelphia Freedom, I think Elton John and Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
That's who I think. Welcome back. We're broadcast from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. We're going to check in live with Buzz. Buzz on Broad. Hugh, I got up on the last break and I was looking at the TVs up here.
Yes.
And you could see the video of the buses coming down, the players walking down the street. They're making their way. They're getting close now.
It's going to be close. These people about to go crazy.
Yeah, we're about to hear some big cheers as the Eagles make their way here. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on a day they've earned here. A parade in Philadelphia. We'll check in with Buzz. We got the speeches coming up in a little bit. Of course, Ike and Spike and Jack at 2 o'clock and a special day here on WIP. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Philly Rob is up here on WIP. What's up, Philly Rob?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
How we doing today?
Beautiful day. Beautiful, man. I'm not at the parade. I'm watching the parade on TV. I saw Lori. He got BG, and he got Jalen on the bus with him in the front. Yeah, I'll be waving.
Oh, that's the VIP bus right there. That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big bus. Yeah, that's the real one. But anyway, yeah, I was calling because I told Kyle. I said, man, I have found out some history about what's going on with our coaches, right? Did y'all know we have a black female coach that does, like, performances, that does the sports performance
yes,
stuff?
I saw she was highlighted on Sunday.
Yeah, first black female coach to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, we know.
Cool.
Black History Month, dog.
Yo, you know what I'm saying, Hugh? This is her second one, too, because she was in 22.
Oh, so she was there in 22, and then she won it this year.
Yeah, win. She
right.
was the first one to be a black female coach then, but then they this is her one that she won. She won the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah.
So this is awesome, man. We got
definitely awesome.
I'm wearing number 59. It's not Seth, but it's D'Amico Ryans, right?
Yeah.
It's 59 Super Bowl, and I was born in 59.
How about that symmetry? 59, Super Bowl 59.
Symbolism,
I like that.
Symbolic.
Yes.
It was meant to be. Hugh, you had me on the bus with you and everything, man. That's why I was like, yeah, we gonna win this thing.
Yeah, we was going. You know,
oh,
my
did
boss.
You get your,
hot seat Lakin.
My boss right behind me, so I can't say.
Yeah, no. Speak your truth, Hugh. Speak it.
Keep it low.
Yeah.
But guess what? We gonna keep it going, man. Cause this is a good team. We got a solid team. We gonna win. At least three more with this team.
Well, you know what they have? They have what's pretty rare in the NFL. They have a window here where they should compete for these kind of moments for the next 3 to 5 years. And most teams don't have that. I mean, it kind of goes up, it goes down. You know, unless you have like that Brady or Mahomes, you can't open up windows that are 6 or 7 years. But we're in one. I mean, they've been at 2 Super Bowls last 3 years. Philly Rob, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, we've had a lot of this talk already this week. It's going to continue into the offseason. The D word, dynasty. It's hard, but when you have a team like this and a front office as good as what Howie's got here, there's no reason that we shouldn't dream on another day like this soon.
None whatsoever. And not only that, it feels like this team knows how to handle adversity.
Yep.
They went through it. The Lord knows they went through a lot this year. You know, and you know, Jalen, AJ, the receiver core, Saquon, they figured out a way to get it done, man. You know, so it feels like they have a firm grasp on adversity they went through, and they can work through it.
You know what it feels like a little bit? It feels a little bit like the Phillies when they started winning in 2007, 2008, Hugh. Now, they didn't win another, but they had. You could see the next handful of years. Like, yeah. They were going to have a lot of cracks
at
it.
They were competitive.
Yeah, right. They had from 07 to 11, and they got back to another one. They didn't win another one, but that... I feel like we're in that with the Eagles right now, where the next 3 to 5 years, they got a shot every year.
And they got the right coaches, man. Because, I'm thinking back of moments of this squad, or moments on this season, I should say. And you remember when Jalen Carter was on the sideline and he was upset Nick Sirianni was trying to get after him?
Yes.
And Coach Hurt kind of was the buffer between the two, because he was like, hey, he's already got chewed out once. He don't need to get chewed again. So, yeah, it's a little bit of that. So I think they got the right guys for this, man. I really, really do.
Well, and they're seasoned now. They've been through a lot of postseasons. They've been through all this, and they've won a lot. Let's go to Jack, who's up on WIP. What up, Jack?
Man, hey, you. Hey, Joe.
What's going
on? Hey, Jack.
I got chicken skin, man. I'm feeling my roots today because – I grew up playing football around the RBZM right there when the Eagles beat the Packers. And then we lived through all those lean years with the Eagles not being good, and we never stopped believing. So feeling this now where the Eagles have turned the corner on building teams, not just stars, I think Saquon changed the whole damn culture this year.
Yep.
And I think today the crowd is going to go nuts and call Coop.
Yeah, Coop's going to be a big fan favorite. There's no question,
he is,
Jack.
But they've been doing that in the stadium. I heard it.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, Jack? When you hear it, it reminds me of the old Hugh, the Hugh chant. I mean, the Coop is the new Hugh.
Yeah, you
know, it's funny. I thought about that, but it's all Coop, man. I like the fact that Coop has a young following. He's a young guy, and he's a hell of a player, and he's going to be here for years. I can see a Pro Bowl in his future.
Yep.
I see a Pro Bowl. Shit. I mean, hey. probably in his second.
Are you in parade mode?
No.
Parade mode, Douglas.
You know what the sad part about it? Ain't had a drop of nothing.
I know.
Hey, you, there's a little pub right across the street from where you are right now.
There's a pub 3 feet behind us, Jack.
Oh, that's
They're
where
serving
you
behind
me.
Us.
Kyle, did you get that?
I know
yes.
Where you guys are.
He seems thrilled.
Relax.
How high up are you guys?
We're high. We're on a rooftop, Jack. We're
okay,
high.
So you can see right up to the arch.
Oh, yeah. You can see everything.
Yeah, that's all my old hood, man, right there.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, Jack. We're happy to be here, man. And we appreciate you, Jack. You going to be all right?
You know what's funny? Even though me and Kyle don't see eye to eye all the time, it's time like this where I really appreciate his
he knows.
I didn't expect to have to look out for you today. Let's get it together.
But deep down you did. That's why we're on the same page.
We don't always see eye to eye, but this is days like this I really appreciate you.
Well, you need him. Otherwise, you'd be in a little trouble there. I heard you. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's just.
I forgot where I was.
You did.
I forgot where I was.
I think you're. Well, you sometimes forget where you are, but you self-edit better in the studio,
yes.
Out with the people. You're
no,
just.
That's why I don't like it too comfortable. And the sad part is, haven't had one drop of nothing.
I know, even though you got that bottle in front of you for the past
bottle.
2 hours.
Oh, well, boy. Ooh, and this way, when the clock strikes nil, it's going down.
That bottle's opening. All right, let's go. Do we got Buzz on Broad? Let's check in. Buzz on Broad Street. What's going on, Buzz?
Can you guys hear me okay?
We
yeah,
got you,
I'm high above Broad Street here from the 7th floor of the Brownstein Group PR firm. I had to tush-push my way through here. The subway's not stopping at Walnut anymore. I had to walk
horrible.
From Race all the way here. And I pushed through no short of about 1,000 people to literally get up here and do this report. So I'm dedicated to this show.
Well, obviously people didn't realize how important it was that we needed to get this Buzz on Broad hit. So I'm glad you tush-pushed
Absolutely.
Through. So, Buzz, set the scene from where you are, what you're seeing, and how ready are you for these speeches here, Buzz?
Yeah, so these buses are going beneath me just as we speak. Jeff Lurie hoisting the Lombardi Trophy just a couple of minutes ago here on Broad. Many of the players and their families now still passing by here at Broad and Walnut. Lots of confetti flying everywhere. These players are certainly getting into it. They seem to have had a little bit more to drink since the last time I saw them at Broad and Patterson, so they're having a good time. Kyle might have to get more active on that dump button like he did with Hugh during these speeches. But this is an electric scene out here. Listen, I can hear the pre-delay, and I heard that all the way. But I'm seeing people out of rooftops here. Players and their families are waving. They are going nuts. A lot of the players walking on Broad as well. I think this is Jake Elliott beneath me, high-fiving people. Can't really tell exactly from this vantage point, but a lot of commotion here on Broad.
So a couple of things. I'm not sure who you've seen go by. You mentioned Lurie. You mentioned potentially Jake Elliott. A couple of things I saw as I scrolled through and just saw what was happening as they arrived near us. One, I saw Quinyon Mitchell stumbling around, so it seems like he's having himself a time this morning. And the other thing I saw, Buzz, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, but a lot of people were apparently chanting Coop, but it was actually Reed, so we're confusing which exciting white it is as we go through here.
Mighty Whitey. Yeah.
That's going to happen. I get that.
All the exciting white guys look the same.
How
are you going to confuse the Mighty Whitey?
I mean, they're not that dissimilar looking. They're actually pretty similar looking.
Coming from you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I will say from the vantage point I was at where everyone was pushing through on Broad, there are a lot of vantage points here today where, you know, some of the players who are wearing hats or winter clothing, not necessarily the easiest to be on facial recognition.
Yeah, you're just trying to guess at that point. Yeah, you're guessing.
You're just trying to guess. And here's the other thing. People are just having themselves a good time. I think they could see a random, you know, white guy who's a staffer and yell Coop at him. I think it's that kind of day.
Yeah, it might be. All right, Buzz, we appreciate it. Continue making your way through the field here. We'll check in again. There he goes. Buzz on Broad, as we found Buzz on Broad Street. Let's go to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Violet, we're great.
Hey, Violet.
I am so excited for y'all. I had to get out of line. I'm at lunch. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for the team. And I made such a big blunder yesterday. I meant to say Becton, but that's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
But anyway, I do want to hear Nick Sirianni. Anybody that's up there, I'm so proud of them. And I'm just so happy for everybody. And I hope you guys have an awesome time. I cannot wait. I can't wait to come up there for a game and hopefully hang out with you guys. And I'd love to have a shot with you. And I just have a great time, you guys. Absolutely adore you. Thank you so much for bringing everything that you do down here, a little piece of Philly to Virginia. So I appreciate y'all.
Well, we appreciate you listening. And yeah, we'll do that. You come up for a game next year. We'll make that happen and we'll hang out and watch the game and all that. But yeah, I mean, look, today's the day for not just for people here. It's like there's Eagles fans everywhere that get to be part of this through Odyssey app, WIP, or watching on TV. Hugh, like we've talked to so many people this week. I think we had a caller, what was it, Monday from Chicago or last week? Like there's Eagles fans everywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. They get to experience it. I know the last time there was one of these, yeah, you were in Atlanta then, and you came up. I imagine there's a lot of people out there down below us here that probably aren't even living here, but they made their way here just for today.
Man, I have some friends come from California, just on a flight, and just caught a flight here. Friends coming from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, Spike and those guys had, I listened to Corey from Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Theater.
Yep.
But Corey, that don't count. Corey, you're probably listening. That don't count. You're only like 6 hours away, dog. So, I mean, what's
the line where it's like that's a big trip?
At least 8 to 10.
Okay.
8 to 10. Corey, that's like a hop, skip, and a jump. You're on the turnpike, dog. Hey, he coming down. Man, it's people coming from all over the place.
So when you came to the last parade here, where were you in this area? Where were you when you drove up?
What's it called now? The Brew House?
Mm.
The spot down the street? Because it used to be the old TGI Fridays.
Yeah, that's where you went last time?
Yeah, because I came to the station. The last place, the station broadcast that we were there. About in the same area, general vicinity, about a couple blocks down the street. But yeah, that's what we were, man, and it's phenomenal.
So now that you've been to both, Hugh, what spot is better, this place or the last place?
Well, I think we
this
had a better vantage
point. This is
point.
A good spot here.
But at the other spot that we were at, man, you could really, like, you really were interactive with the people. I mean, there's a lot of people up here, but you could really interact with the people at the other spot.
Yeah, listen, we got a lot of great vantage points up here, and you can see it all coming. The police escorts are arriving here, which means the players aren't too far behind. Speaking of people that are from out of town but enjoying this, Alex in Chicago. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Alex, we're doing great.
Hey, real quick, I know it's late. I'm on Argan Avenue. They started their own little parade coming down Argan from everybody that left the parade on Bigler. So, hey, hold on. Listen, hold on. This is awesome. Hold on. Dude, you're live on WIP Radio. Hey, you're on WIP Radio. There it is.
There it is.
There's so many people going down Argan Avenue. It's really cool. So sorry to be too loud there for a second.
No, Alex, it's good, man. Yeah, like I love the hey, you're on WIP and all the people behind you. Alex, good phone call there. As Alex calls us from out in Oregon Avenue. Self in North Philly said, get me on. We can do that. Self, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Self, where you at? You at the parade?
No, man. I just left. Today my 4 day. So I just left a 4 day breakfast with my ex and my middle daughter. And now I'm about to go, spend the day with my lady and my baby.
Yeah, I got you. I totally understand.
But listen, I want to say this, man. First of all, it's been a pleasure listening, to y'all, man. I say now, and I always say,
y'all got the best show on WIP. But let me just tell y'all this, right, about Patrick Mahomes. Me and Kyle had a little fallout over this. I told y'all he wasn't no magician. You know what he is? Oh, what a difference the referee makes. When the referee steps out of the pitch and you allow him to get hit and touch, he's that bully that talk trash when his ball's around, but when you catch him by himself, you know what I mean, he's shook. And that's what you saw in that Super Bowl. You saw somebody get punched around who wasn't saved by the referee. You know what I mean? So look forward to the future. The Eagles expose Patrick no homeboy. And you know what I mean? We them both. That's it. We them both.
Well, they're the bully now, South. And man, we appreciate you. Appreciate listening to be a part of the show. He brought up the point of Mahomes and Self with us before. He doesn't believe Mahomes is great as other people do. I think he's a tremendous player, but that was the most. I'll put it this way: that was the worst I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play, and the Eagles did that to him, which made it even cooler because they took a great player. We made the joke on Monday. It was like when the Russian is cut, right? When Drago is cut, like. He's not a machine.
He's a human.
He's a man, and they made him look mortal. They made him look bad, actually, on Sunday.
You know, as we talk about this, I'm trying to get situated. But Joe, this is the thing, and I think that people need to understand this, and this is why I'm here to help you kind of understand a little bit. Quarterbacks, by nature, their whole life, they've been protected by other individuals, so that they don't have to feel. Getting hit all the time.
Right.
They're not used to it. Like, as a defensive lineman, there's not a play that I'm on that I'm not touching somebody or being physical with somebody. So when people say that, you know, Patrick Mahomes looked mortal or he looked shook or he a punk, all this other stuff, of course you are, because you're having something happen to you consistently that never is supposed to happen to you. Think about that for a minute, people. I understand, like not talking about myself, but I'm just talking in general. That is hard for people to understand. Quarterbacks, their whole life, probably been hit 1,000 times in their whole NFL career. That's not a whole lot.
And then to get hit 20 times in one
game.
And
then you to go into a game and be under siege. You heard A.J. Philly sit here and say it. When I talked about, hey, doesn't it kind of get to a quarterback when you get pressure on him early? Does it feel like when you talk about looking mortal, because your whole job is to look down and know and trust in your protection. Those five guys are your bodyguards. And when they're your bodyguards, they allow you to look downfield and survey the field and see what coverages are to throw the football. When that's not happening, guess where your eyes go?
Down.
Your eyes go to the next person that you feel is gonna tap that ass and gonna hit you. That's where your eyes go. So to sit there and say, oh, he look like a punk. Hell, anybody, you get your ass back there and try to put quarterback and get hit from different directions and see how you look.
And what made it so wild is he has good mobility, but that didn't even help him because he tried to move, and then there was someone else there swarming him right away.
He tried to take over. Like Patrick Mahomes, this is the way that I saw the game, Joe, not to cut you off. He tried to let the players around him do their thing. He tried to run the ball. They couldn't run the ball. He tried to get the ball to his outside perimeter receivers. They couldn't make plays. He then went to what he knows. He tried to improvise and make plays himself.
That didn't work.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They took away every option that he had. And think about it like this, people. In games where they were close, and I said this, he had moments where he took over. He couldn't do none of that. He had no options. That was an ass whooping waiting to happen, and it was nothing he could do about it. They had no answers for anything the Eagles were doing because they were all over him like a tight pair of underwear.
The simplest way I could frame it here, when you factor in who he is, what he's done, the coach they have, it's the greatest defensive performance in the history of this franchise.
Man, it's something like this is why when you sit here and you try to tell people, oh, he got did it. No, dude, they just kicked their ass. Like, it's plain and simple. You know, you're going to hear pundits talk about, well, Andy didn't make adjustment. Yes, he did. And he's a very smart man. There was no adjustment that could be made for that ass whooping that they were taking. That was a man whoop a man. When you talk about simple football, you know, we all get on television and we talk about on the air and we try to take you behind the game and people talking about coverages and all this other stuff and schemes and two high safeties.
It's a man whoop a man.
It's a man whoop a man. At the end of the day, it's a man or whoop a man. It's me imposing my will on you and making you do what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's what that was yesterday,
it was.
The other day.
Well, I feel like this whole week feels like one day. Let's go down. And she's talking to fans down on the parade site. Devin, what's going on down there?
Thank you, Joe. I'm down here with Mel. Mel, I love your glitter. You have like Taylor Swift glitter freckles.
Oh, my God, yes.
Very Go Birds.
Go Birds. It's a brand I found on like Instagram, on socials.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited. We're world champions, baby! Red October! Coming in October! Can't wait!
Oh, wow. We're jumping from the Eagles parade right to Red October. I love it.
All of it! We're City of Champions, baby! Yeah!
How long have you been out here?
I've been out here since 1-something, 2.
A.M.? P.M.?
2 or 3
a.m.
2 or 3 a.m.
Did you sleep at all?
No, I drove from Virginia 4 hours, four at four yesterday,
Virginia,
and then I got here at 9,
West Virginia.
And then over my grandparents at 9, and then I got here at 1.
Wow.
Numbers!
What are you most looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to all of it. I'm a big confetti girl.
I can tell. Give me big confetti girl vibe.
Listen, I went to that Super Bowl. And we stayed after, and we got the confetti from the field. I had to have the confetti.
So you're at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. My dad took me. I had the greatest dad in the world. Shout out John Texan.
That's awesome. So he brought you there. You got Super Bowl confetti. Oh, yeah. And now you're here. You've been all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He let me come here for Valentine's Day.
Is your dad here?
No, he has had to work. But I got to work. I got to come to the parade today.
You can hold it down for him, right?
From, Virginia.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy today. Go Birds.
Thank you. I love you, Dad. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. Love you, Papa.
You know, of all the interviews that we've done down on the street today, you know what I'm noticing, Hugh?
What?
The people that are being interviewed are getting progressively more...
As the day goes on?
Yep.
Yeah, and you see, it feels like Devin's getting more and more nervous about asking people questions.
I love the... How long have you been here? Since 1?
A.M.?
Well, that's 12 hours ago, and you could hear it in their voices. I love at the end saying, I love you, Mom and Dad. I'm like, people are having themselves a great time, and it is a special time here. All right, coming up, as the Eagles start to arrive here on the parkway on their way to the Art Museum, they have the escort from the police. This thing is the party's really about to start here. We are live broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge of the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota. We'll send it back down live to ESP and Devin coming up. Maybe we'll even hear from Buzz again and your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494. It is parade day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.